Sergeant Garcia?
How's it going, sir?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to talk. I am writing a piece on first-term reenlistment, working through Manpower and Reserve Affairs down at Quantico. And it's kind of a dry piece, a lot of numbers, so I was hoping to get kind of a on-the-ground perspective of somebody that's reenlisted and kind of get a sense of, you know, why you did and how it was good for your career. To start off with, though, can I just double-check the spelling of your name?
Yes. Also, I would like to say I'm actually on my second term, if that matters.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So it's Tony, T-O-N-Y?
Yes. My first name's Tony, T-O-N-Y, and then last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And how long have you been in the Corps?
7.5 years.
Okay. And what is your MOS?
It's right now it's 0365, but I was an 0311.
Okay. And that's the infantry squad leader, right? The 0365?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay. And when did you become an 0365?
I finished the process in November, and then as soon as I finished the final school, that was upon graduation, I had the MOS.
Okay. And for your first reenlistment, you were 0311 as well?
Yes, sir.
So can you kind of walk me through what that process was to reenlist?
It was, so to apply for SLTP, it was the same process as reenlistment. So essentially it was just making a package, promoting myself for reenlistment. And this package contained various paperwork, papers just stating myself as a career history, had all my deployments in there, what kind of schools I've gone to, stated my various scores, as in my rifle range score, my physical fitness score, my combat fitness score, things of that nature, and then also it contained statements from each member of my chain of command. They just wrote a statement talking about myself and also whether I'm recommended or not recommended.
Okay. So what prompted you to reenlist the first time?
The first time, it was it was really just I felt like I can continue to do this for another 4 years. I felt like I was not finished, or either I was not finished with the Marine Corps or the Marine Corps wasn't finished with me.
Okay.
I felt like I had a lot more to offer, and also I felt like I had a lot to offer the Marines under me.
Okay. And how did you initiate that process? Did you approach your command? Did they seek you out?
No, actually, they seeked me out. We had a gathering, and the career planner was talking about reenlistment. And at the time, I wasn't thinking about reenlistment, but I figured, why not? I should put my package in and keep my options open. And next thing you know, a month later, I'm signing my contract, and I reenlisted.
Excellent. I'm taking notes as we go here, too.
No problem, sir.
All right. And so with your second reenlistment then, when you did a lateral move to an 0365, how was that process?
It was essentially the same process. It was just more... it had a lot more attention to it because, you know, being SLVP and it was a new program, everyone was interested in it, especially, like, you know, higher chain of command and because it was coming down from headquarters Marine Corps. We had Master Gunnery Sergeant Aiken, who was going around from different bases talking about it, and it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so I figured the reason why it was interesting to me was, as a squad leader, I felt like I needed to continue to be a squad leader. And I felt like, to me, in my vision, I feel like the squad leader is the only real job in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And as a sergeant, that is the squad leader. The sergeant is the rank for that job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with the second reenlistment, how did that differ from the first one? Would you say it was easier or harder overall?
The first one was easier.
Mm-hmm.
It was done, I would say most of the paperwork was done for me. All I had really to do was, go around and get signatures from, medical, saying I was medically fit for reenlistment, mm-hmm. Getting signatures from my chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
And things of that nature. But the second time for reenlistment, there was a lot more paperwork.
Okay.
And then, because with the second reenlistment, I had to do screeners for schools to make sure I was able to go to these schools.
Okay.
But really, there was only two schools that I would have to go to be an O365.
Okay. And again, with that second reenlistment, did you approach your command for that, or how did that come about?
So after, because I was in Okinawa at the time on a deployment with the 31st MEU, the Marine Expeditionary Unit,
mm-hmm.
Master Gunnery Sergeant Aiken he came to Camp Hansen in Okinawa, and he talked to the battalion about the program, And since being a squad leader interests me so much, I thought, why not? It's what I want to do, and it's another chance to continue being a squad leader, because if I didn't do the program, it was either get out of the military or mm-hmm. go do another job, as in recruiting or combat instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted one more chance at being a squad leader.
Okay. And how's it gone so far?
Pretty good. I'm all finished with the two schools that I've done. I actually have a platoon right now. I have a squad that I will be going to will be a squad leader,
mm-hmm.
because right now our platoon sergeant is in school. But as soon as he gets back, I'll be a squad leader.
Okay.
And I'm loving it so far.
Okay. Awesome. And I should ask you this earlier. What unit are you with?
I'm with 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines.
2nd, okay. All right, thanks. So you're looking at a career?
We could say so.
Okay. And if you could do it all over again, would you?
I sure would.
Okay. Anything you do differently?
No, I would not say so.
Okay. All right. And what would you say to a first-term Marine who is maybe on the fence about reenlisting? What advice would you give?
I would say go for it. Since there's no real... Because the thing about this program is it's a substitute for what you can't get, and what you can't get right now is real-life experience out in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And this this program can facilitate that, because
mm-hmm.
during these schools, Marines from different battalions come together in this school, and they apply everything, all their experiences in a course mm-hmm. all together. And so you share experiences from different Marines. and you learn, and then when you come back, when you graduate the school, you come, you bring it back to your battalion, and it's these schools are a great way to get some experience.
All right.
Because, like I said, you can't get that anymore, not today.
Yeah. Especially after the drawdown.
Sure.
So it sounds like it has kind of a train-the-trainer mentality with that, too.
I could say so. One of the schools, Infantry Small Unit Leaders Course, that's it's a very demanding school, physically and mentally. But once you graduate that school, then it gets easier from there. You go into your next school, which is Sergeant's Course.
Okay.
And from there, it's mostly focused on just being a leader in general. And then you learn how to do various paperwork, as in like operational risk management.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to write a couple of essays. Just being mostly admin-related things that come to being a squad leader, especially in counseling and mentoring Marines.
And so you say you've been in for 7.5 years?
Yes, sir.
So that was 2008?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And when did you first reenlist? Was that 2011?
Yes, my first reenlistment was September 2011.
Okay. All right. And then your second one?
My second one was in June 2015.
All right. Awesome. Thanks. Just make sure I have that. All right, is there anything else that you want to add?
Just that I just want to emphasize on the being able to go through the program, and especially if you're looking for, because I know a lot of Marines, they're like, because they, Marines nowadays, they talk about how they missed being able to go to combat, and how, and even for those Marines that have been to combat, you can't give those experiences. So it's definitely a great way to get some school training and learn different techniques and tactics from other battalions and bring them to your own battalion.
Sergeant Garcia, if I could ask you a question myself real quick.
Sure.
Out of curiosity, were you a corporal at the time of your first enlistment, or what was your rank then?
When I first reenlisted, I had picked up corporal just a couple of days prior.
Okay. So kind of the reason I was wondering that is with this new SLDP program, you know, part of the gig for corporals is that upon completion of all these schools, they're automatically promoted to sergeant. I wonder if that would have made any difference had it been available for you back then.
Yes, back then it definitely would have. Either way, I think I would have joined the program. When I applied for the program, I was already a sergeant, so I guess for myself, it wouldn't have made a difference. But I know other Marines who were corporals and applied for the program, and then upon completion of Infantry Small Unit Leaders Course, they did get sergeant. So,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you need anything else from us, Matt?
No. What questions do you guys have for me, though?
My only question for you, and Sergeant Garcia, I think we're done with you, bud, if you want to go ahead and hang up, we appreciate your time.
Yes, Sergeant Garcia, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, have a good day.
All right, take care. So I guess question for you, Matt, is that interview going to satisfy your requirement? Because I was not under the impression that Sergeant Garcia was you know, a subsequent term Marine.
Yeah.
We thought,
does, because he has the experience from both, you know, the first term and that subsequent, so the SMART admin, which dropped yesterday, it covers both first term and subsequent term. So it gives me insight into both of those.
Okay.
It's actually better for me, at least.
Okay. Fair enough. Then you think that's gonna? You're probably gonna finish that by the end of the week, I imagine.
Yeah. So there's a print edition, and I don't know that I can get his comments into the print edition. I think that has to be up tonight. But then when we put it online, I should be able to get those on the online edition.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll send you and Lieutenant McFadden a link as soon as it's up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, Staff Sergeant. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
I really appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care.